This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله رب العالمين صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ثم ما بعد. Today we come to almost the end of the journey that we started 2 years actually ago when we started with the dua of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. So we were learning from the dua from the sunnah. Then last year we started the dua from the Quran. And subhanAllah, dua of the Quran of course expands throughout the entire Quran itself. So therefore we divided it to 2 years. Last year we had part one. This year we're finishing part two of the dua of the Quran, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. And alhamdulillah, as we promised you, we already prepared for you the QR code. For those who would like to follow with us, inshallah, azza wa jal, we already actually had the QR code for all the dua that has been discussed, alhamdulillah. So you have a link that will take you to the dua itself, and also is going to take you to the page on YouTube where you can, inshallah, listen to the khatira as well too. So if you'd like to scan the QR code right now and keep it on your phone so that for future, inshallah ta'ala, use of the dua of the Quran, bi'idhnillahi azza wa jal. Again, that will help, inshallah, link each dua to the episode on YouTube so at least you listen to it and you can also learn it, bi'idhnillahi azza wa jal. Before we get to the dua of the Quran right now, I want, inshallah ta'ala, just get, since we've learned, alhamdulillah, a lot of the words of the Quran in terms of calling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll talk about the etiquette of dua in general. So at least we have that as part of it, inshallah, azza wa jal. So the ulama, they listed so many etiquettes for the dua. If someone wants to make dua, there's so many etiquettes that needs to be observed. The first and foremost, if you're going to be making dua, you make sure that you have sincerity in your heart. You're absolutely sincere. You're doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah says in the Quran, فَدْعُوهُ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. That you call upon him with absolute sincerity in your deen. What does that mean? I don't make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but my heart is attached to somebody else to help me facilitate that dua for me. How could you even think like that? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's the one who's asking you to call, and he says, you call me, I'll answer you. I'm not going to put any intermediate between me and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter how valuable they are, you know, in my mind, in my heart. I will go straight to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dua needs to be sincerely to Allah azza wa jal. So whenever you make dua, whenever you try to make that supplication, you need to purify your heart, making sure that your heart, inshaAllah ta'ala, is perfectly attached to the one and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second thing, in terms of tahara, do I need to have tahara when I make dua? Not necessarily. You can make dua in any condition that you are in, whether you have tahara or otherwise. Major impurity, minor impurity, it doesn't really matter. A lady on her period, a dua does not require tahara. However, the perfect condition when you make dua is obviously to be well prepared. So if you can make wudu, be refreshed inshallah ta'ala, that would be great. But you can make dua without even having to have tahara. So that's in regards to making the tahara itself. Do I need to face the qibla when I make my dua? The answer is no, not necessarily. You don't need to face the qibla. You can make your dua in whichever direction. أَيْنَمَا تُوَلُّ فَتَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ. In which direction you'll find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But again, part of the kamal, meaning the perfection in making it proper, is if you would like to face the qibla. But again, there is no obligation to do that. Whenever you start with your dua, do I raise my hands? The answer is yes. Not every dua the Prophet ﷺ did, he rose his hands. He raised his hand. No, he actually, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sometimes he would raise his sabbaba. Sometimes he would cup his hands together. And sometimes he would raise his hand like then the sisqa all the way up into the sky, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So there were different formats. And sometimes he would make dua casually without actually having to raise his hand. But if you're going to sit down to make a dua, it's okay that you raise your hands. And you raise your hands, your palms facing up when you make your dua and request. Some ulama, they say when you make thana upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like praise of Allah azza wa jal, you flip them the other way around. That's just a recommendation for the thana, because when you ask Allah for things, you cup your hands so you can receive the blessings from Allah azza wa jal. When you make your dua, it's always better to start with the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You cannot just go knock on the door and start asking right away. Instead, you start with words of praise, saying Alhamdulillah, Allahumma laka alhamd, praising Allah subhanahu with his beautiful names and high attributes. Allahumma ya sami' al-dua, ya mujib al-dua, ya mujib al-muttarreen, ya wahidu, ya ahad, ya qahhar. You ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by these beautiful names, because that's what he asks us in the Quran, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا. The Allah subhanahu belongs to those beautiful names and high attributes, so call upon him subhanahu wa ta'ala with these beautiful names and high attributes. Whenever you start with a thana like we said, and then you start making your request. Now, when I make my request, what kind of request should I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Whatever you want. You can ask Allah subhanahu for matters of dunya and matters of akhirah. Can you ask Allah for al-Firdaws al-A'la? Of course. Can I ask Allah to protect me from the fire? Of course. Can I ask Allah to guard me, protect me from the torment of the grave? Absolutely. Can I ask Allah subhanahu to help me get married, to help me get rich, to help me with that? Anything that is considered appropriate is okay to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, some people, there's some of the ulama, they say, avoid al-i'tida fi al-du'a. Avoid i'tida, which means don't transgress in your dua. Like what? Some of the transgression in dua is when people ask something haram. They ask something haram, or they make dua that is not appropriate. Like for example, when someone asks Allah to facilitate haram for them, Allah musta'an. So that's not acceptable. If someone asks destruction for example, for someone who's innocent, and that's just because they're envious of them, for example, that's unacceptable. If people sometimes ask for very specific detailed requests, يعني, like someone asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him the first house in Al-Jannah when you come on your right side, for example. يعني, this is now is too specific, too many details mentioned over here. So don't be too excessive with that. That's why the Prophet ﷺ, he recommends for us to do what? Jawami' al-du'a. Like when you make du'a, make something that is, encompasses everything. Like what? From the words of that encompasses everything, saying, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. So you ask Allah for the good of this world, the hereafter, and protection from Jahannam. Allahumma inni as'aluka min al-khayr kullihi, ajilihi wa ajilihi, ma 'alimtu minhu ma lam a'lam. Ya Allah, I ask you for all the good that you have created. Ajilihi wa ajilihi, the immediate and the deferred. The one that I know of, I don't know of. Like anything Ya Allah knows that's good for me, bring it to me. So think of some of the du'a. Look for some of those du'a that are very comprehensive, that will encompass every single good that you can get, and inshallah protect you from any evil that could ever happen to anybody. But if I don't know it, then just make any du'a. Any du'a. Does the du'a have to be in Arabic language? The answer is no. I mean, the Arabic language is different, has very powerful ways of putting words together. There's no doubt about it. But what matters when you make the du'a is what? The attachment of the heart to it. And if someone doesn't speak Arabic and they make du'a in Arabic without even knowing the meaning of the words, they only know that they are very blessed words and they're very powerful words. May Allah accept from them. There is nothing wrong with that. But it's better for you to make your du'a in your own language, because you need to convey your grief, your concerns, your wants, your needs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you want this to be effective. And there is nothing, no du'a more effective than the one that comes from the heart. No du'a that is more effective than the one that really comes from the heart. Now, when it comes to making du'a, can I make my du'a in sujood? Just like basically, can I just drop into sajda and make du'a? Look, if the Prophet ﷺ knew that this is something good, he would suggested it himself, or he have done it, salawatullah wa salam alayhi. But we haven't seen the Prophet ﷺ making du'a by dropping into sajda. Except in one occasion. What is that? A shukr. Sujood al-shukr. When he heard good news, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he hears good news, he would drop down to make du'a to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show his gratitude. And that doesn't require qibla, doesn't require tahara. Just drop there and just make your du'a in your sajda. But just because I finished salah, so I'm going to make my du'a in sujood because I know du'a in sujood is more valuable. Yeah, that's in salah. After the salah, just raise your hands and make your du'a. And it should be okay, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Is there any specific time that is best for the du'a? Yeah, there are some times that are considered more worthy for the du'a to be accepted. Like, for example, between the adhan and iqama, in the last hour of the night, when you're about to break your fast, if someone going through some extreme hardships, that they feel injustice in that matter, that's a moment that Allah will accept the du'a for them. So they're in the sujood, obviously, as well too. So there are different occasions that the du'a is more appropriately to be accepted. Try to find those moments and get yourself busy with that. Also, when the rain falls down. When the rain falls, that's also another time to make the du'a, that hopefully du'a will be accepted, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now, when it comes to making a du'a, does it have to be loud? Can I raise my hand just like, Ya Allah, and just keep yelling all the way to the roof? No, it doesn't have to be. However, it really depends sometimes on the circumstances. Like some people, subhanAllah, they've been wronged. Like what we hear from our brothers and sisters in Gaza, may Allah subhanAllah make it easy for them, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Do you blame them? Do you blame them for yelling their du'a so the world can hear them? SubhanAllah. Yani, they're grieving. They're going through hardships and one of the greatest injustices we've ever witnessed in our lifetime, subhanAllah. And you can't blame them for raising their hands and raising their voices all the way up loud. Not because they, astaghfirullah, doubt that Allah will answer their call. They just want to see these deaf ears of human beings, of mankind, to listen to what they're calling upon Allah subhanahu, only Allah azza wa jal. So yeah, you don't have to make your dua out loud. You can still make it by whispering it. Just since whispering it and something that where you can hear it yourself, inshallah, to motivate you as you make that. Now, does the dua have to be rhyming? Like some people, they insist on rhyming duas because it sounds beautiful. No doubt, it does. But if it doesn't come from the heart, there's no value in it. So why not then emphasize that point, that you make sure you just make the dua that comes from the heart. It doesn't have to be rhyming. It doesn't have to be in a specific language and so on. Now, after that, when you come to the end of the dua, from the sunnah, is that you mention salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam towards the beginning or towards the end, it's okay. So you end with salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then that would be it. Now, do I need to wipe my face after finishing dua? There is no really authentic narration that suggests to wiping the face to be part of the dua. It's a tradition, it's a culture that people adopted based on weak narrations. But there is no authenticity to the wiping of the face. The wiping of the body is when you do ruqya. When you read Quran and you blow into your hands and wipe over your body, that's what the Prophet ﷺ, he did. Can I make dua after Salat al-Faridah? I've heard that many times from people saying, no, it's bid'ah, the Prophet never did that. Look, the Prophet ﷺ, he made dua in different occasions, in different times, in different situations. And even he mentioned that ﷺ mentioned some of the dua that is acceptable will be the one that is after the faridah. Some ulama, they say that means after tashahud before the salam. So that while you're still in salah. Another ulama, they say, no, it doesn't indicate that. So even after fard salah, you can still make dua. Now, do I have to raise my hands for that? You can. Yeah, is it bid'ah? No, it's not. Even if the Prophet did not himself, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do it at that moment, but he encouraged us to make dua. And part of the dua that he did, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and encouraged to make dua, is sometimes he would raise his hand. So I am still following the sunnah of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, making dua and raising my hand. You don't have to do it every single fard salah, but you do it occasionally, would be okay, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. There is so much we could learn about from the etiquette of the dua, that we have to make the dua more, inshallah, ta'ala, acceptable. The last thing I want, of course, to bring to our attention is no matter how great the dua is, no matter how powerful the choices are, no matter how sincere our heart is when it comes to making dua, if, unfortunately, if a person lives a sinful life, that sinful life involves the consumption of haram. So that they eat haram, they drink haram, they wear haram, they consume haram. May Allah accept and protect us from this, Ya Rabbil Alameen. That person's dua will not be accepted. As the Prophet ﷺ mentioned the hadith. Qal ash'atha aghbar. Someone who's disheveled, coming, on a long, long journey. And then he raises his hand asking, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi. And the Prophet says, how this dua is going to be accepted when he eats haram, drinks haram, consumes haram, everything is haram. Not nurtured with haram. So therefore, so he said, it wouldn't be accepted. So therefore, make sure, in order to increase the chances of your dua to be accepted, that you purify your income, making sure every penny where this is coming from, or at least as much as you can, obviously. Because it's all what we need to know is saddidu wa qaribu, that you try your best to purify your income, knowing where it's coming from and where it's going. I hope with that our dua will be powerful and hopefully be accepted, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. So that being said, we're going to go over the dua that we've been reading throughout the month of Ramadan, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, starting with Surah An-Nas. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد ربي لا تذر على الأرض من الكافرين ديارا إنك إن تذرهم يضلوا عبادك ولا يلد إلا فاجرا كفارا. رب اغفر لي ولوالدي ولمن دخل بيتي مؤمنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات ولا تزد الظالمين إلا تبارا. ربي ابن لي عندك بيتا في الجنة ونجني من القوم الظالمين. ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير. ربنا عليك توكلنا وإليك أنبنا وإليك المصير. ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للذين كفروا واغفر لنا. ربنا إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا. ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. ربي أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا ترضاه وأصلح لي في ذريتي. إني تبت إليك وإني من المسلمين. ربنا اكشف عنا العذاب إنا مؤمنون. ربنا وسعت كل شيء رحمة وعلما فاغفر للذين تابوا واتبعوا سبيلك وقهم عذاب الجحيم. ربنا وأدخلهم جنات عدن التي وعدتهم ومن صلح من آبائهم وأزواجهم وذرياتهم إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. وقهم السيئات ومن تق السيئات يومئذ فقد رحمته واجعلهم من الفائزين. ربي انصرني على القوم المفسدين. ربي إني ظلمت نفسي فاغفر لي. ربي أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا ترضاه وأدخلني برحمتك في عبادك الصالحين. ربي نجني وأهلي مما يعملون. ربي هب لي حكما وألحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين واجعلني من ورثة جنة النعيم. واغفر لي أبي واجعله من المهتدين ولا تخزني يوم يبعثون. يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما. ربنا آمنا فاغفر لنا وارحمنا وأنت خير الراحمين. ربي أعوذ بك من همزات الشياطين وأعوذ بك ربي أن يحضرون. ربي أنزلني منزلا مباركا وأنت خير المنزلين. ربي لا تذرني فردا وأنت خير الوارثين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. ربي إني مسني الضر وأنت أرحم الراحمين. ربي زدني علما. ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي هب لي من لدنك وليا واجعله ربي رضيا. ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا. ربي أدخلني مدخل صدق وأخرجني مخرج صدق واجعل لي من لدنك سلطانا نصيرا. اللهم ارحم والدي كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم آمين. جزاكم الله خير إن شاء الله. So you have the QR code on the screen. If you haven't actually gotten the chance, please you can scan it and share it with others inshallah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We're still going to have our dua inshallah right before Maghrib time. So around 7:40 inshallah ta'ala, in the last 50 minutes we'll be here inshallah to break fast together bin Allah azza wa jal. So that will be our last thing we will do inshallah for the month of Ramadan. And we still have right now to read inshallah the last juz, or at least the beginning of the Ramadan.